Hi. So glad to see you. I was just out here, not sleeping. No, I was just out here listening to the symphony rehearsing. If you listen real hard, you can hear them. They're rehearsing down the street. Here? They're playing part of that symphony that Mrs. Stanley played on her French horn yesterday for X. See if you can hear that part. There it is. And they're all playing together. Other people playing with her, see? Thought you'd like to hear that. Yeah. I've got some things to show you inside, so let's go. It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Please, could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. And since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? This, ladies and gentlemen, is called a domino. Some people call it a long cape. Look, even need to know how to tie right here. But some people call it a domino. It's got a hood. And then you can wear a little bit of a mask like that. Go to a party with it on. I don't think I'll wear the hood. But I would like to show you another kind of domino. They're big ones. Maybe your parents know what dominoes are. See them? They're little blocks with numbers on. And you see three dots there, and three dots there. And then you try to find another block that has a three on it, and then you put the three right beside the other one. It's a game that some big people like to play, but I like to use them for blocks, and I'll show you. Even the tiny ones you can do it with. Put them in a row. Now watch. See how they fall down? And you can make long rows with them. Let me see, how many is this? One, two, three, four, five. Are you five? Or are you six? Or are you seven? Or 70 or 80 or 90? I like to visit with people of all ages, but let's try this many. Okay. Now, what about a great big long one? A great big long line. It'll just go wheeling all around the room. use them all. Yes, sir, I like you exactly as you are. Look at this, a domino playing with dominoes. Careful now, Cape. Don't knock them down. Three more. One, two, three. All set to start them. Okay. Ready? You count, say count to four, and then I'll push them, okay? One, two, three, four. Ready? Uh-oh. The light's flashing. Yes, hello? Edgar, how are you? Yep, dressed up like a domino, and I was playing with dominoes. Who have you got over there today? A dancer in the B room. May we watch? Good, we'd like to. We'll count to 13. That's easy, isn't it? Let's watch the dancer in the B room. 13. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13.
Now tell me, what are you? Were you being a baby by any chance?
Yes, I was.
Oh, good, I guessed it. Why, Mrs. Petrov, you looked like a baby that was having some difficulty down there on the floor.
Well, I was angry.
Of course, and sometimes yes. We do get that way. Do you have something else that begins with a B to show me? Good. Excellent. That must be basketball, is it?
Yes, it was.
Oh, a good rendition of same. I like it here in the B room, don't you, where we can do all sorts of B things? Now what will you be?
I'll show you. Just a minute.
How do you do, Mrs. Bear?
that's good.
What were you doing with your hand up like that?
Will you try and guess?
Let me see.
What do you think?
You weren't playing basketball as a bear, were you?
No.
Let me see. You were putting something in your mouth. What do bears like? Honey, don't they?
That's right, honey.
And you were getting some honey to eat?
Yes.
Excellent.
Out of the tree.
Do you have one more bee for me?
Yes.
Lovely. Oh, you must be the bluebird of paradise. Oh, there she is. The bluebird of paradise, one of my favorite birds, Mrs. Petrov. I have a painting of the bluebird of paradise. Would you care to come to my painting room and see it?
I'd love to.
Thank you. It's just around the corner and through the corridor. Come along to my painting room.
12, 13. You see her do all those B things? B for book. This is a dictionary, and I'm looking in the dictionary to see all the different things that start with B that we could do ourselves. Sure. Mrs. Petrov was sort of doing mime things for the letter B. First, she was a baby. Remember all the things she did. And then ended up as the bluebird of paradise down there on her back. Now we've done book. And she was sort of doing ballet, wasn't she? What about a boat? Could row a boat. Sure. Let me see, what else did I write down that started with a B? Oh, a bee. You know, a little bee. Careful, 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 bee. And what about a banjo? Bees are scary things, I know. What about a banjo? Sure, that starts with a B. What else? Oh, a barber. Pretend you're getting a haircut, right? Okay, what about a bat? Now, binoculars. Binoculars, looking at that bat, okay? Good. From our binoculars, we can make a telescope and look for the neighborhood of make-believe, all right? Let's see how things are there. There's Daniel's clock, ticking away well. There's the fountain and the museum go round. X's tree, Henrietta's schoolhouse, the factory. There comes the trolley. Come on in, trolley. We're waiting for you. Hi, trolley. How are things with you? Good. Very good. Hey, excuse me, trolley, just wait a second. Hello? Miss Polificate. Yes, just a minute. She's sounding out a general alarm, Miss Polificate is. What's wrong? King Friday's painting of the Bluebird of Paradise is missing. Okay, I'll tell everyone to look for it. We will, Miss Polificate. Don't worry. We'll find it. We must look for the Bluebird of Paradise painting from the Bee Room. Trolley, will you please help us look into the neighborhood of make-believe?
I just don't quite understand what you mean.
Well, you see, Corny, it's a painting.
Yes.
A painting of a beautiful bird, a very fancy bird.
Yes.
The Bluebird of Paradise.
Oh, I see.
And it's a very beautiful bird. beautiful colors, and it has these long wire feathers coming out of its tail, and they curl around, and they have a disc-shaped thing on the end of them. It's very nice.
Yes. Well, what makes it so different?
Well, you see, Corny, it's hanging upside down on the branch.
Ah, upside down bird. Well, why would you want such a thing?
Well, you know the King Friday. He likes it. It's his favorite painting.
I see. Well, no, I'm sorry. I haven't seen it, Mr. Negri. I haven't seen it at all.
Well, if you hear about it, just let me know, will you?
I sure will.
Okay.
Good luck to you.
All right, Corny. Thanks.
Bye.
All right. X! Oh, X!
Yeah, hoot.
There you are.
Oh, how are you, Mr. Negri?
I always depend on you to be home.
Oh, sure. I fly up from my roots, and there I am.
Listen, X, I wonder if you can help me.
What's wrong?
I'm looking for something that's very valuable that the king is missing, and it's a painting.
A painting?
Yes, a painting of the Bluebird of Paradise.
The Bluebird of Paradise.
Yes.
Oh, that's a bird that I really do like.
Oh, you know about him?
Oh, sure. Oh. It's a beautiful bird. As a matter of fact, it has these beautiful wings. And do you know that it hangs upside down a lot of the time?
Yes, that's the one. You've seen it?
Oh, sure. I've seen it through my binoculars.
You've seen it through... But the painting, have you seen the painting?
Oh, no, I haven't seen the painting. Do you know why the Bluebird of Paradise hangs upside down?
Well, no. Come to think of it, I don't know why it hangs upside down.
Well, so it can show off its feathers better.
Hey, that's very good.
Oh, that's right.
That's very good.
Well, I'm sorry I haven't seen the painting. I didn't even know King Friday had one.
Yeah, I imagine he's quite upset about it. He has me out looking for it.
Yeah. Suppose Henrietta's seen it. Henrietta.
Henrietta! Henrietta, is she home?
I don't know. I haven't seen her today.
Henrietta! Maybe she's taking a nap or something. Oh, what? Henrietta.
Meow, meow, boys.
Oh, I hated to disturb you, Henrietta, but something important has come up, and I just wondered if you might help us.
Meow, certainly.
Well, the King Friday is missing his painting, his famous and his favorite painting of the Bluebird of Paradise.
Meow, Bluebird, meow, Paradise.
Yeah, you know, the one that hangs upside down?
Meow, meow, beautiful painting, meow.
Yeah. Have you seen it, Henrietta?
Meow. Meow saw it at the castle. Meow, meow didn't see it today, meow.
You didn't see it today.
Meow.
Well, if you hear anybody that knows about it, will you let me know?
Meow, certainly, meow.
Okay.
Meow, meow, Mr. Negri.
Well, thank you, sweetheart.
Meow, meow, meow.
Sorry to have bothered you. Bye.
Oh, she's always doing some little piece of housework. Well, good luck to you. I'll keep my eye out for it.
Okay, X. Thanks a lot.
See you later. Bye.
Okay, bye. Oh, Mrs. Petrov.
Hello, have you found the painting?
Well, no, as a matter of fact, I haven't. I've been to two places. I was over at the factory, and then I stopped in to see X and Henrietta.
Oh, dear, the king will declare another fight if he doesn't find it.
Oh, really? Did he say that?
Yes, he did.
Well, listen, I'll tell you what. I'm going over to the clock and talk to Daniel. Maybe he knows about it.
All right, and I'm going to the Eiffel Tower.
All right, that's a good idea.
All right, then. We'll
good
see
luck.
You. Bye.
Okay. Daniel's at home. Daniel?
Oh, hello, dear.
Lady Elaine Fairchild.
How are you, Mr. Negri?
Fine. And what are you doing over here at Daniel's?
Oh, I was studying my bird watching. Daniel was out for a little bit, and I thought I'd just look over my birds.
Oh, you were studying your bird watching?
Yes.
You haven't by any chance seen the Bluebird of Paradise?
The Bluebird of Paradise.
Yes.
Now, how did you know that that's the one I'm always looking for?
You're always looking for... Well, have you seen him?
No, I put on my binoculars and I look up and I look down and I look over and back.
No,
and
lady.
I never see him, no. What are you doing?
Well, I'm looking for a painting of the Bluebird of Paradise.
A painting of the Bluebird of Paradise.
You haven't seen a painting of the Bluebird?
Well, no, I have. I have a painting that I've been looking at.
A painting?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Could I see it?
Oh, you're welcome to see it, certainly. Painting.
A painting. She has a painting. She doesn't think it's the Bluebird of Paradise, but she has a painting. Hmm? Oh. Can I help you, Lady Elaine? Oh.
Here it is, dear.
Yes.
Bluebird of Paradise, you know, hangs upside down.
Yes, but this one is not upside down,
No,
is
it's
it?
Not, it's, dear.
But it looks very much like the Bluebird of Paradise. It has the same colors and the same beautiful feathers.
Yes.
And these long wire-like strands there.
Yes,
wait, dear. Wait a minute, Lady Elena. Yes, you see, he's hanging from the branch right there.
I do see, yes.
Hey, where did you get this?
Well, I found it in the bee room of the castle, if you must know.
In the bee room?
The bee room.
Yes, well, do you know that King Friday's going to declare another fight unless this is returned?
I thought you could borrow things from the bee room. After all, borrow starts with B.
Well, I don't know about that, but I suggest that you return it.
But I need it for my bird study.
But why don't you just ask King Friday if you could borrow it?
Why?
Because it belongs to him.
You mean you can't just take something you like if you find it?
No, you can't, Lady Elaine, and nobody can take anything that belongs to you either.
You mean my things are safe if I leave other people's things safe?
Well, that's the way it's supposed to work.
Oh, but if I took King Friday's painting, he could come and take my binoculars.
Maybe.
Oh, well, let's take this thing back then. Will you do it for me?
I'll tell you what. Why don't we both do it?
Okay, you carry it over to the castle and I'll meet you there.
All right, you'll meet me now for sure.
Oh, I'll be there.
Okay.
I'll be there.
Okay.
Sometimes people are good and they do just like they should. But the very same people who are good sometimes are the very same people who are bad sometimes. It's funny, but it's true. It's the same, isn't it for me? Isn't it the same?
Hello, Miss Polificat. Miss Polificat, this is Joe Negri. Yes, I have some good news, Miss Polificat. I found the painting of the Blue Bird of Paradise. Oh, good. I knew you'd be happy. I wonder if I might make an appointment to see King Friday in about 14 and one half seconds. Okay, thank you very much.
Anywhere.
Oh, cheer up, Mrs. Petrov. Look at that. There it is.
No, that's not it. It's supposed to be a bird upside down.
Well, well, it is. Look, look, look. There it is, hanging upside down.
No, I'm sure that's not the one. No, I really don't know.
You see, it has all the feathers and all the beautiful colors.
See? Oh. Uh-huh. Oh. Oh, and it's blue all around
yes.
The edges.
Uh-huh.
Oh, that surely is the one.
Oh,
bother me, Mr. Negri, Mrs. Petrov. What is your report on the painting?
Well, King Friday, Your Highness, sir.
Oh, there it is. Where did you find it?
Well, I was traveling around the neighborhood, and I was over at Daniel's clock,
yes.
And Lady Elaine was there working on her bird studies, you know.
Yes.
And she had the painting.
It was with Fairchild.
Yes, it was.
And you can't have your binoculars.
Had you assumed that I coveted your binoculars, Lady Fairchild?
I don't know, but I won't take your things if you won't take mine.
Can I consider that a covenant?
What's he mean, dear?
A promise.
Oh, a promise. Yes, it's a promise.
Yes, how about anything else?
What about borrowing things?
If you make the proper request, that means if you ask me first, you may borrow.
Okay, it's a deal. But I want you to keep your mitts off my binoculars.
I had always planned to use my own.
You mean you have binoculars?
Of course, in my bee room. Would you care to see them?
Would I ever?
Suppose we all go back to the bee room and look at my binoculars. And we can also hang up the bird painting.
All right, dear. Why don't we go in then? Come along, sweeties. It worked out, didn't it?
Come along. Oh.
Everybody has his own things. And that's what belong means. That they're theirs. Mm-hmm. And if you want something, you ask for it. And if you can't have it, then you find something else. Time to put these blocks away. These domino blocks. I wonder if Lady Elaine really knew that. Sometimes people are good, and they do just what they should. But the very same people who are good sometimes are the very same people who are bad sometimes. It's funny, but it's true. It's the same, isn't it for me? Isn't it the same for you? It's not always fun to clean up your toys. It's hardly ever fun, but somebody has to do it. And it doesn't take all that long. There, dominoes. We'll use them another time, okay? Keep them here. Closets are good things. I will see you, ladies and gentlemen, tomorrow. Tomorrow. We'll start the day tomorrow with the song. Or two, one, two. Tomorrow, tomorrow. We'll start the day tomorrow with a smile for you. Till then, I hope you're feeling happy. Till then, I hope your day is... How's your snapping coming? Tomorrow, tomorrow, it soon will be tomorrow and be our day. We will say a very happy tomorrow to you. You always make each day a special day. Mm-hmm. See you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Production funds for this series were provided by a grant from the Sears Roebuck Foundation and by a children's program fund established by NET-affiliated stations.
This is NET, the National Educational Television Network.